It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. At one point in its history, the city of Jamestown was known as the furniture capital of the world. When a person purchased a piece of furniture, they could rest assured it was of top quality if it was made in Jamestown. Jamestown's robust furniture industry sprang from a two-story carpenter shop near the southwest corner of Main and 4th Streets. The shop was established in 1816 by Royal Keys, who came from New Haven, Connecticut, to assist in the construction of new homes in the area. In his spare time, he made simple articles of furniture. He soon hired a journeyman cabinet maker and increased his furniture making. But it was a few years later that the manufacture of furniture came into its own. In the spring of 1820, carpenter and joiner William Breed came to Jamestown from Pittsburgh. By 1822, he formed a partnership with Keys. Shortly afterward, William's brother, John Breed, bought out Keys' interest in the company, and the firm of Breed & Keys erected a good-sized factory at the Lower Dam on what is now Windsor Street. It was the first water-powered furniture factory in the area. By the 1850s, the W&JC Breed & Company was a major force in the furniture industry, selling all types of quality-made furniture throughout the country. The original business established by Royal Keys in 1815 remained in operation under various ownerships, but without interruption until the second half of the 20th century. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.